Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
Isotoner Gloves. Take care of the hands that take care of you.
Our proud sponsor this week is Isotoner Gloves, the glove with the built-in tingle.
Our sponsor is Isotoner Gloves, the hands with the tingle that are gloves.
This week's episode is sponsored by Isotoner Gloves, the hands that take care of you that tingle. I think one of those will work.
I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I thought my first one went pretty good.
Yeah. And we're going to...
Should we just use that one?
We're going to go inside a race car, everybody. So you're going to listen to an authentic driver.
I'm going to drop in my voice. And like I said, looking at the contract, the residuals are very small on this, so it shouldn't even be an issue.
God, we need money.
Hey, are we on the air, Zig? Yeah, are we recording?
Okay.
I just want to say, podcasts, they don't grow in trees. They're not free. This we're in a fan. I mean, it's not fancy, but
they need to be nurtured, and they need sunshine, and they need listeners. And
this podcast room it takes a lot of equipment.
Thank you to Isotoner for coming in last minute and throwing some money at our episode this week. The gloves that tingle and take care of your hands.
We already got it.
Oh, we got it.
I already put my voice in. We started out as artists, and we just did it for the love of podcasting. But then as time went on, it became expensive for us to keep up. Zig's a great producer.
We're bumming people out. Like, this is our last episode, everyone, so... or not. I mean, we did get money from Isotoner, but we have to do a good episode.
We talked to the people at UCB.
This could be our last episode.
We talked to the people at UCB, and they wouldn't let us do a call-in, pledge drive? We couldn't do a pledge drive. They wouldn't let us do that.
No.
So we met with a couple of corporate sponsors, honestly. And the good news is the fantastic people at Isotoner are big fans of Matt and I, love us. They love what we're doing.
And if any corporations listen to our show, we are welcoming all sponsors.
We're open to ideas, pitches.
Unless you're a predatory loan company. That would be the only one I would say no to.
You would say no?
Yeah. That's kind of it.
I would listen.
Business.
I'd take the meeting, but I wouldn't be inclined to do it.
No, we would move on.
And then Marlboro cigarettes, not going to do that one.
Now, I understand we have an actual microphone on one of the drivers, and we have to plug Isotoner gloves, right?
Well, maybe let's frame it a little more positively.
Sorry.
We were lucky enough to get sponsored. This episode is sponsored by Isotoner Gloves.
Okay.
Right? And they, in order to promote themselves, asked us to, check in with a driver who is wearing Isotoner gloves down there on the race.
But we're going to cover racing, too, right? It's not just a plug for Isotoner, I hope.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, shit, that's the Coke guy. I got to go kiss his ass.
Okay.
We're losing money, just so our fans know. We're a bit of a sellout. Sorry. This might be our final episode.
We're running a little tight on budget, but after we work with Isotoner Gloves and hopefully Coca-Cola, which, a corporate sponsor of the Matt is courting right now as we speak, we'll be able to, keep this little old tugboat afloat. So let's go down live to the racer, Gail. I don't know if you, Pete, let me just a little bit. Gail Bernhardt.
Hey, Ricky's Ricky. Ricky.
I'm
getting a light on the fourth thing. I got my RPM meters going a little high.
Gail,
I'm going to come in on the second turn. I want you to get the jack guy ready and the pneumatic guy ready, and I got to piss.
Hey, Gail, this is Scott.
Who is it? Who's in my headset?
This is not Ricky.
Ricky, I need to talk to Ricky, my crew chief.
Your pit boss is actually,
Who the fuck are you? I'm getting jammed here. I'm going to channel 2.
Hey, Gales, I'm on all your channels, I'm sorry to say,
who
but...
Who are you?
Hey, I'm Scott Armstrong. I'm from UCB Sports and Leisure, and we just wanted to call in and... Okay, be safe out there. Hey, I just wanted to call in and check in. How those Isotoner gloves feeling on your hands?
All right, you're with the corporate sponsor. Yeah, Isotoner gloves, I'm wearing them today. Now get fucking Ricky on the phone. Get him on the headset.
You know, for safety reasons,
I probably should get him on,
but I actually don't even have the ability to do that. We've been connected for the next 5 minutes, so...
I can't take a pit stop for 5 minutes. Oh, man, I gotta piss. I gotta get a bottle.
I don't think it's normal to pee while you...
I got a downshift. Oh, god dang. Oh, I had a big gulp before the race.
Is it exhilarating?
How many laps we got? I'm not getting feet, but how many laps are left in this thing?
According to my... I'm looking on my iPhone right now. Let me Google. What's the race called again?
I'm not getting any feedback. You blocked all my... It's a Daytona 500. Yeah, where are we? About halfway?
Let me Google.
That's 500 laps. That's 1 mile. Jesus fucking Christ.
Google.
Let's wrap this up.
Getting a spinning wheel. But
I need my support crew.
What's it like to race at high speed and risk your life? No other sport really is. Are you risking your life in such a way that, I mean, you've lost. I mean, I know your name's Gale Bernhardt.
Yeah, that's right.
And
hold on, I got to turn. Jeez! Oh, so many G's on this one.
You're only now turning? Because it seems like you would have hit
the
turn.
I've been turning the whole time, but I went down low. I had to pass number 62. Eat my dust!
Oh, no, look out. Right behind you.
Thank you for that.
See, that guy is really... You're really falling behind.
Talk to me. Don't strategize with me unless you're Ricky.
Okay, sorry.
Is there any smoke coming out of my engine? I feel like something's
hot.
You know,
I'm looking out of my window here. I don't know if you can see me, but I'm... If you right,
I'm not looking,
you just went by me.
No, I'm not. Okay, well,
if you can see me up,
no, I can't see you.
I'm behind a glass. But anyway, I can see Ricky's holding up a sign to me.
The G's.
Ricky's holding up a sign that says pit stop.
All right, I'm coming in.
He's telling
two
me
laps.
To tell,
tell
you
him.
To say.
Tell him.
Okay, I'm holding up two fingers, and he's saying peace sign. He wrote peace sign question mark.
I'm coming in two laps. Tell him to get ready.
I don't have a whiteboard. I just have, like, my hand signals.
Your hand.
So what are the rules when you pit stop? Do you have to slow down by a certain time?
I'm coming in. Just watch.
All right.
Well, all right, check four. Bring it on.
Hey, Gale. You got to shift a second when you go around the snake pit.
Thanks. Okay. Ricky, get that fucking guy out of my headset. That's Scott Armstrong. See you, chump.
You want a sip of water, Gale?
Stay on, Ricky. Stay on my headset.
I'm running alongside. You got it. You want some water, Gale?
I got it. Throw it in the car.
Have some Gatorade.
Throw it in the car. No, I'm slowing. Give me that. I need the cap.
That was fascinating. That was like what a real pit stop's like, huh?
You're back on. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm focused.
All right, well, stay under.
I did my plug.
Stay under 18 miles an hour until you pass that red line. Just a little idea for me.
Was there a yellow flag? What do you mean 18 miles an hour?
When you're in the pit row, you can get penalized.
I'm out of the pit row now. I'm on the track.
Okay, well, all right. You went a little faster. I think they might flag you for that. I don't want to brag, but as a journalist, I did Wikipedia you before this. And they said that you're pretty much known for going in that extra gear when you're in the straightaway. Is that true?
Yeah, I have an extra gear that we hide when the inspectors come and look at the engine, make sure it's regulation. When they leave, my guy sneaks in and puts in the extra gear.
And you take the...
Don't record this.
Okay.
The G's!
So what's it like when you go... Are you guys kind of like a band of brothers on the road when you pack up the car and go from one racetrack to another?
We're like family. I'm going to rip this headset off. I really got to focus.
Ricky's telling you... He's holding up another sign. He's saying you got to pit again.
Fuck. Oh, no. Look at that. Oh, the engine temp. Oh, I'm screwed. Oh, it's on fire! It's on fire! God damn you, Scott Armstrong!
Are you okay, Gale?
Fuck you!
I'll save you. Take your helmet off.
I'm out! Is that invisible? Get the invisible flame extinguisher.
Keep your gloves on.
It's gone.
Gale.
I got the invisible flame. That nitro flame. Come on. Oh, fuck.
Watch out. I'm running.
Ricky!
Hey. You're opening your eyes?
How could I stay?
Gale. Hey, it's Scott Armstrong from Isotoner, or from UCB Sports and Leisure, hired by Isotoner Gloves to interview you during the race. You're alive.
I'm Gale Bernhardt, and I survived that fire with third-degree burns, and I still wear Isotoner gloves. Now get out of my hospital.
I think that your publicist came in and told you I was going to come in and ask you just this. I'm so sorry to bug you, but just legally, for us to complete this transaction with Isotoner, we need you to say the gloves that make you tingle. Without me interrupting, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Okay, just say it right into my iPhone. I just
need some water.
Okay.
I'm Gale Bernhardt, and I survived that fire with third-degree burns. And I love Isotoner gloves because they're the gloves that tingle.
Great. That was awesome. Let's just do it one more time. The gloves that make you tingle. You don't need to say that you love them or anything. I just need to say Isotoner gloves, the gloves that make you tingle.
Can I say that take care of the hands that take care of you?
You know what? Good news is we got that one when you were racing. It was great. And your other studio before the accident, we got that.
The tingle one.
You know what? Between you and me, it is a weirder line, but if you could just say it, I could get out of your hair.
They said I might lose some brain function. All right, let's try this
again. I'm sorry, that's horrible.
I'm Gale Bernhardt, and I survived that fire with third-degree burns, and I like Isotoners because...
I'm just going to stop you there. You don't need to say that you like them. All I really need is Isotoner gloves, the gloves that make you tingle. Just literally just repeat what I'm saying.
I'm Dale Bernhardt. Isotoner gloves. The gloves that make you tingle.
Great.
Can you get a nurse?
Thanks for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. I'm Matt Walsh.
I'm Scott Armstrong.
And if you want to reach out to us, you can find us at UCBSL on Twitter.
Follow me at ScottArmstrong22.
Or Mr. Matt Walsh on Twitter. Special thanks to our wonderful producer, Cody Ziegler.
And a big shout out to Isotoner Gloves. Thanks for that big chunk of money you sent our way.
Check out Dice on Showtime. Peace.
And Veep.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.